Well, the head of the New South Wales Drug Squad says crystal methamphetamine, or ICE as it's commonly known, is the most dangerous drug he's ever come across. Detective Superintendent Nick Bingham says he's worried about the growing popularity of this highly addictive drug, and he's urging the community to help crack down on those with backyard laboratories making it. Superintendent Bingham says New South Wales police are on track to exceed the number of raids on residential drug labs, which usually number just under 100 each year. So far, one person has died manufacturing methamphetamine and several others have been seriously injured. Tanya Nolan reports.
You'd be forgiven for thinking that not much surprises the head of a drug squad, but Detective Superintendent Nick Bingham, who commands the New South Wales Drug Squad, says the popularity of ICE is one thing that does.
I'm actually quite surprised at the take-up of ICE, and when it first came to notice quite a few years back in the US, I thought, I didn't think Australian consumers would actually go for this type of drug because it's like crack cocaine. We don't see crack cocaine. It's particularly addictive. And I thought people would be have a similar view. And so I am surprised at the take-up of it.
The Bureau of Crime Statistics annual report shows that while the manufacture of illicit drugs is stable, their use is on the rise. Methamphetamine usage was up by more than 22% in the year to June, and Detective Superintendent Bingham says after cannabis, it's the drug of choice.
ICE certainly seems to be the drug of choice these days, not only for the consumer, but for the seller, and that's based on the consumption levels, of course, but it's a much more sought after and highly valued drug.
You know the business, and I know the chemistry. I'm thinking, maybe you and I could partner up. You want to cook crystal meth?
Like fictional drug lord Walter White in the TV series Breaking Bad, many are attracted to the big profit margins in methamphetamines. The current street value of ICE in Sydney is around $50 for 0.1 of a gram. The director of the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University, Professor Steve Alsop, says the drug can be manufactured with a basic knowledge of chemistry, but he warns the risks are high.
In chemistry terms, it's a relatively simple process, but many of the products can be difficult to get. There's legislation to prevent the precursors coming into the country or to be sold. But some people with a basic understanding of chemistry will try and put together different chemicals. The problem is many of these chemicals are volatile and dangerous in and of themselves. When combined, there's a substantial risk of fire and explosion. So process is one fraught with great risk, not only for the individuals manufacturing the substances, but for people around them as well.
Several Sydney men are testament to the risks involved. Over the weekend, police alleged two backyard labs exploded, leaving three men with serious injuries. The New South Wales Drug Squad has launched a community campaign to urge people to help crack down on backyard drug labs. Detective Superintendent Bingham says people can add up the signs without being nosy.
Just look out for things like strange comings and goings, chemical containers being delivered or stacked near the house, particularly strange smells, acidic or smells of solvents, acetones of that nature, fortified premises, whirly birds on the top of roofs, you know, those heat extracting fans this is for both cannabis houses and drug labs. So they do have some common features.
That's the commander of the New South Wales Drug Squad, Detective Superintendent Nick Bingham, ending that report by Tanya Nolan.